Coming in. So you better get this dollop started. I'm coming into the cupboard. I'm coming in, so you better get this dollop started. This dollop started on a Thursday night. I think this blog post is probably quite shite, but I'll read it anyway, and let's hope it's not. I quite like that song. I might leave it in. People can see how the mind of a genius works even when he's off duty. David's Daily Digital Dollop. Dollop 14. Ultravox. Kettles. And a news update from the Church of the Flying Spaghetti Monster. Yesterday was a great day for equality. A member of the Church of the Flying Spaghetti Monster won a battle to be allowed to appear in his driving license photo wearing a colander on his head. He claims that the colander is part of his religious dress and that denying him the right would be discrimination. Fortunately, the powers that be saw sense and, after a bout of indecision, acquiesced. I did think about trying to conduct another interview with a member of the Church of the Flying Spaghetti Monster, but thought that two blog posts in a fortnight containing loads of pasta puns might test your tolerance levels a bit too much. Last night, I listened to some music on Tidal, which is a service similar to Spotify, but with better audio quality, and it also pays double the money to artists. So that means we get 0.2 pence for every listen, rather than 0.1 pence, or whatever it is. It might even be 0.01 pence and 0.02 pence. I'm raking it in, everybody. That's why I can afford to do blog posts for free. I noticed how many versions there were of Ultravox's Vienna. You know the song, don't you? Vienna Ultravox. No, I don't think I do, David. You know the one, this means nothing to me. No, I don't think I do know that one. You know this means nothing to me. No, I'm not sure if I do, David. Do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do. The feeling is gone and it's you and I. This means... Vienna. Yeah, I do know it. You knew all along, didn't you? You were just doing that joke. Yeah, I was. I don't mean cover versions, but remastered versions of the exact same song. There was an original 1980 master, then there was the 2003 remaster, a 2008 remaster, and a 2009 remaster. I can understand why they might have wanted to remaster the original 1980 recording. After all, it was 23 years ago, and technology has moved on quite a bit since then. But surely technology hadn't moved on so much to warrant another remaster just 5 years later. And then another remaster, a mere year in the future? Surely that's just a step too far. The good news is that Ultravox seem finally contented with their 2009 remaster, as they don't seem to have been any more remasters since then. Although surely it's only a matter of time. That 2009 remaster is starting to sound a little bit dated now. When I say remaster, I don't mean that these songs have been re-recorded. All that's happened is that a producer has fiddled around with the volume levels a bit, altered a few compression and equalization settings, and maybe adjusted the stereo placement of some instruments. Ah, yes, I noticed that the tambourine is up half a decibel in the 2009 remaster. And about time that it got the extra level of prominence that it clearly deserves. The 2008 version took it down by 2 decibels, which was, quite frankly, an absolute travesty. But I'm glad they've seen sense finally. In other news, we have a new kettle. Excellent transition. Normally, I wouldn't bother to tell you about the purchase of fairly standard domestic appliances, but this kettle is a special kettle. It is a kettle that you can control by your phone, tablet, or Apple Watch. The app has a bland, uninspiring name, so much so that I can't actually remember what it is. But I think they're missing a trick by not calling the app Polly. It could also be voice activated, so when you wanted to use the kettle, you merely had to say, "Polly, put the kettle on," and the app would oblige. And we'd all laugh, wouldn't we? Even after the 50th time of doing it, we'd all laugh. Because it's hilarious. It's the gift that keeps on giving. You don't just get tea, but you get humour as well. Hilarity. That's what it would be. I also had an idea for the Apple Watch version of the app. When the app loads up, it should show the words, "An Apple Watched Kettle
always boils. Sadly, this wouldn't work for the phone or for the tablet version. However, if the phone and the tablet app are anything to go by, then this particular statement would be incorrect anyway, as in actuality, the kettle only seems to boil one in every 30 attempts. By which point, you might as well have just crossed the room and turned the bloody thing on. I think this is a case of technology going one step too far, adding a needless level of complexity to the most straightforward of tasks. My two housemates, Ben and Elsa, have spent about a day trying to work this thing. Firstly, you need to make sure that there is actually water in the kettle. This means that you have to remember to fill the kettle back up as soon as you've made your tea. Otherwise, you won't be able to use the kettle app because we haven't yet reached the technological age that means that the kettle can turn on the tap and fill itself. I would argue that this, rather than simplifying the tea-making process, complicates it because you're going to have to train yourself to remember to fill the kettle back up after you've made the tea. And who is honestly going to remember that? You know for a fact that you're going to forget, so that the next time you want tea, you'll need to go into the kitchen and fill the kettle before you can use the app, which would then be stupid because you're literally standing at the kettle, so why not just press the button on the actual kettle? Of course, you could, I suppose, fill the kettle to the brim, so that would maximise the number of boils that you could get before you needed to fill it back up. But this adds a whole new range of problems. Firstly, this is far from environmentally friendly, and the last thing I want to do is incur the wrath of the gods again after my toilet paper fiasco. Nor is it particularly energy efficient. This kettle has the potential to double your electricity bills, not to mention the extra power being used to keep the kettle's inbuilt Wi-Fi receiver running 24 hours a day. I mean, of course, you could turn the kettle's Wi-Fi connectivity off, but then you'd have to keep going back to the kettle every time you wanted to use the app just so that you could turn the Wi-Fi back on, which again would defeat the whole purpose of having an app because you're right by the kettle. Also, having the kettle filled right to the top would mean that it would take much longer to boil than it ordinarily would. It would be a massive waste of time and energy, especially if you were just making one cup of tea. You'd have to boil an entire kettle's worth of water. So far, we have been able to boil the kettle from the dining room, which is about 10 metres away from the kitchen where the kettle is housed. We did try boiling it from my bedroom, but we got an error message telling us that the kettle was not in range. Surely, that is the whole point. If the kettle is in range, then I'd just press the bloody button on the kettle and boil it the old-fashioned way, wouldn't I? But this is 2016, and apparently that way just isn't cutting it anymore. Eventually, we got it working again. The app advised us to go to the base of the kettle and reset the Wi-Fi receiver. We were then able to go back up the stairs and boil the kettle from my bedroom. But then we had to go down the stairs again to make the tea. This is the most ludicrous and pointless invention. It's only a matter of time before it breaks again. I don't think I'll be using the app part of the kettle. I am happy with the traditional way of operating kettles. Plus, with all the stress that using the app would cause, I have the feeling that if I kept using it, the only thing that's going to be steaming is me. Because the kettle certainly won't be.
Oh, thank you.
Some good bits there, actually. I was written in a rush, that, you know. Yeah, I'm getting good at this blog writing, aren't I? If I do say so myself. Anyway, there's not time to be arrogant, because it's about 9:30 and I still haven't uploaded this to the server. And I'll probably get a problem or something saying cannot connect to the server. And the reason will be is because like the kettle or something is hijacked to the Wi-Fi frequency. Oh, it's ridiculous.